You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very, very, very happy new year to all of you listening in. Hopefully, you're still in a state of mind to actually want to listen to updates from the stock market as well as from the worlds of business and finance, which only means you've had a fantastic evening. If you are not in a mood to listen to it, but if you are, well done you. We appreciate your steadfastness and your willingness to participate in the economy. And here we are, as usual, to present to you the latest from the worlds of business and finance and to tell you about all that transpired in the markets yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Yesterday was the final trading day of the year 2018 and we saw a slight bit of profit booking at higher levels, but we closed the year on a relatively stable note. The S&P BSE Sensex rose nearly 6%, while the Nifty 50 rallied a little over 3% in the year 2018, but the big carnage was seen in the broader market. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index fell by 13%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index was down by 24% in the year 2018. As we step into the new year, analysts expect low volumes during the week as worldwide financial markets will remain closed on Tuesday on account of a New Year Day. That doesn't happen on Dalal Street, but the world does celebrate New Year with their markets shut down. The investor will also closely track December auto sales data, which will be released today on Tuesday. Macro data like manufacturing PMI and services PMI, which will be released during this week, as well as quarter three FY19 earnings, which will kickstart from next week. There's plenty of action on the domestic front as well, but let's not ignore technicals. Nifty formed a bearish candle on Monday, and as long as the index holds above 10,850, bulls have nothing to fear. The next resistance is placed at 10,985 to 10,925. The Indian rupee strengthened marginally against the US dollar on Monday but recorded its worst performance among Asian peers in 8 years. So far this year, the rupee was down by nearly 9% and remained Asia's worst performing currency. On the institutional front, FPIs pulled out net 326 crore rupees from the Indian markets, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 321 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Very quickly then, what is the big news that I bring to you today? The BSE Sensex rallied 6% and the Nifty 50 gained more than 3% after hitting life highs in January and August, in addition to around 28% surge in 2017. The BSE Mid-Cap Index plunged 13% and Small-Cap crashed 23.5% after 48% and 59% upside seen in the previous year. Sectorally, Nifty IT Index was up 23% this year, followed by FMCG Index, which was up 13%. I keep saying this year, I meant last year, that is 2018. And the Nifty Bank gained 6% in 2018. In terms of losers, Nifty Realty was down 33%, followed by the Auto Index, which plunged 23%, and the Metal Index, which was down by 20%. Very quickly then, what is the technical view trying to tell us and what can we look forward to over the course of today? Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. The Nifty is expected to remain positive and may make an attempt to move towards the psychological 11,000 levels till it holds at 10,850, according to experts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,800, 10,853 and 10,923. Maximum call OI placed at 11,200 and 11,000. Maximum put OI at 10,500, followed by 10,000. And finally, we spoke to HDFC Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls today. Tech Mahindra has a buy call. Last trading price of 723 rupees, target of 780 rupees, stop loss of 690 rupees, that is 690, for return of 8%. Then we have Kalpataru Power, which has a buy call. Last trading price of 392 rupees, target of 430 rupees, stop loss placed at 370 rupees, return of 10%. And BHEL has a buy call as well. LTP of 73 rupees, target of 82 rupees, stop loss 69 rupees, return of 12%. That's Tech Mahindra, Kalpataru Power and BHEL, all with buy calls. Well, that's it for today, the 1st of January 2019. It'll take a while to get used to saying 2019. I'm sure you'll make a lot of mistakes writing 2018 throughout the course of today, tomorrow and a few days into it, but get used to it. It's a new day, it's a new world, hopefully, and hopefully the stock market will behave this year going into 2019. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be the evening when we take an evening walk down the Dalal Street, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.